The Jackson Hole Wildlife Film Festival attracted an international audience this week for what many call the Oscars of Nature Film. Finalists included Wyoming filmmaker Shane Moore. Moore started making films when he was just 12 and growing up in Granite Creek, which is 30 miles southeast of Jackson. He met pioneers of nature shows, including Wild Kingdom and Walt Disney on his family ranch when they came to film. Moore was a finalist for two films this year, Born in China and Ghost of the Mountains. Both feature the rarely seen and rarely filmed snow leopard. Rebecca Huntington has more.
When film company Brian Leith Productions set out to film snow leopards in China, they dubbed it Mission Impossible. No one had ever filmed snow leopard cubs in their natural environment. For this assignment, they turned to Jackson filmmaker Shane Moore. And Moore, he likes a good challenge.
I've never worked in a place where the mountains don't have names, the rivers apparently don't even have names.
We haven't seen snow leopard in the flesh. You've seen almost everything, but that's a big gap.
So we were on the Tibetan Plateau, and we started into the field with a team, and no one on the team had actually ever seen a snow leopard. And I have to admit, I was really deeply worried about complete failure.
I read that the snow leopards started to recognize or maybe get more comfortable with you as you were there so long. Is that true?
Yes, they did. I mean, the snow leopards, after a while, became much less concerned about us. And I was really thrilled about that. And I was tried to impress upon everyone on the team that, you know, we needed to be respectful of their space the entire time. And, you know, that was so tempting to maybe have a situation where we might want to try and sneak up. But we really avoided that temptation because we knew we'd be there for the long haul. And if they learned to trust us, it would pay off in the end. And I think it really did. By the end, we would have these cats sleeping within 100 yards of us and you know we're there and not be concerned. And that's when things start to get good, when they start doing completely normal behavior.
Can you share one example with us?
And it was thought that they're highly territorial, that, you know, a male would have a large territory with maybe several females that would be in his territory, but they really didn't tolerate one another very well. And we started to see things that just didn't fit that picture at all. We saw them sharing kills. We saw four different snow leopards come in on a kill and they would rotate through. Seemed to get along very well. So it's a little more complex social structure than I would have ever guessed.
Did you see similarities to, say, mountain lions in Wyoming?
The snow leopards, I think, are very similar to mountain lions in Wyoming. They have the same strategies for hunting. They use the cliffs in the same way, a lot of parallels. But they both have that really long tail that's so great for balance when they're chasing animals in a difficult environment. But I have to say, I mean, I really felt bad for the snow leopards in the end because we saw them hunting on a lot of occasions. I think I saw over 30 hunts. I only saw them on a couple of times when they caught newborn lambs, but I never saw them succeed, you know, chase down an adult blue sheep, which is really pretty extraordinary. It's hard to make a living up there. The prey is incredibly wary. And one of the things that really amazed me about the Tibetans that we worked with is their tolerance for predators. Like Wyoming, they live in an area and there's brown bears up there, there's wolves and snow leopards, and they all predate their livestock. I think when the snow leopards get desperate and they may be near starvation is when they'll come in and take an animal. And that's kind of similar to what might happen in Wyoming.
You got the sense that they were truly tolerant or actually wanted that animal to have its place in their system, and they weren't just being tolerant because they didn't have a choice otherwise?
No, I think they are in fact truly tolerant. They have a respect for all life. And in one case, we were working with some herdsmen who was suffering pretty severe predation, and it was really a loss, a real blow to this family. And they invited a nearby monk, and the monk came to their house and stayed with them for 4 or 5 days. And I don't know if praise is the right word, meditated. They tried to figure out a way to deal with this, you know, predation respectfully. And in the end, I was absolutely blown away that the family went out and was carving prayers in stone with small chisels. And this went on for weeks. It was really surprising. In a few cases, I filmed snow leopards walking by these prayers that had been carved into stone in the mountain. And it was just shocking to me at what a different approach we have in Wyoming. And you know, I grew up on a ranch. I know when people are dealing with predators, or you know, the discussion's usually around what caliber, you know, a weapon people use to take them out. So it was really, really humbling to see a very different approach.
That's Shane Moore, who captured the first ever footage of snow leopard cubs in the wild for two films, Born in China and Ghost of the Mountains. Thanks, Shane.
Thank you.